Thank you. 见到拢就欢喜，当心最先进时，主耶稣打出世，伊名伊玛内利，上帝甲咱同在。安静，真光明，天顶君王今年出世，世人和平欢喜。 太地的必定行啊！你伫犹太这个城中，毋是第一岁，因为将来有一位君王要对你啊出来，来照顾我的百姓以色列。 大家欢喜快乐聚集，参加天赛齐声吟诗，欢喜救主临到世界，俄罗斯天顶至高上帝。在李金斯归元庚的新先王，地上和平，人受恩，上帝罪人再清君，就来敬拜，就来敬拜归元庚的新先王。 哈利路亚，哈利路亚！全能的上帝已经掌权全世界，直到永永远远，万王的王，万主的主。阿门，阿门。起来低头祷告。亲爱的天父，我们感谢你的大爱。主，今天早上我们再次聚集在这边敬拜我们在天上的父神。主，我们满心感谢。主，愿你的恩典继续来引导我们一下的时间。求主你的圣灵，你的荣耀来帮助我们到你面前来敬拜你，献上一切感谢归你。听我们众人的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名求，阿们。
现在请我们翻开圣经路加福音第二章。 Please turn your Bible to Luke chapter 2。 今天早上我们要念的经文是路加福音第二章第八节到第十节。The scripture reading from Luke chapter 2 verse 8 through 10. I'll read in English first. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." 第二章第八节，在伯利恒之野地有牧羊的人，夜间按着更次看守羊群，有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣耀四面照着他们，牧羊的人就甚惧怕。那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。请再翻开约翰一书第四章。The second scripture reading from 1 John chapter 4. 我们要念14节到第15节。1 John chapter 4, verse 14 and 15. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in him and he in God. 14节，父差子做世人的救主，这就是我们所看见且做见证的。凡认耶稣为神儿子的，神就住在他里面，他也住在神里面。今天刘牧师的证道的题目是大喜的信息。The sermon title is Great Tidings of Good News.
各位亲爱的姐妹，大家圣诞快乐啊！各位弟兄姊妹们啊，大家啊，圣诞快乐。
Merry Christmas to you, brothers and sisters.
是古早以前有一位老大人啊，在很久以前有一位年长的老人。
A long time ago, there was an elderly man.
当他在整理他的资料的时候，他发现他的抽屉里面有一封很古老的信。
When he was straightening the things on his desk, he found an old envelope among his things.
他说：“为什么我会把这一封信一直留到今天呢？”
How have I kept this letter until today? He asked himself.
他就把这封信打开
，He opened it.
他一看里面的内容
，And when he saw what was inside,
他忽然想起他小时候的情景。
He remembered the things of his youth, his childhood.
他出生在一个非常贫穷的家庭。
He had been born in a very poor family.
他五岁的时候
，When he was five,
他的母亲因为工作太劳累。
Because of the labor that she had engaged in,
他就离开他了。
She left him.
当时他们家里面非常贫穷，他的父亲没有办法来养活这个家庭。
And after his mother had passed away, his father was too poor and was not able to raise his sons.
他就把他跟他两个弟弟三个人送到孤儿院的地方。
He took him and his two younger brothers to an orphanage.
他的爸爸非常认真工作，以后赚了一点钱，就把他们三个孩子又接回来。
His father worked very hard, and after he'd saved a little money, he brought his three sons back home.
他从六岁开始打工。
And this man began to work from the time he was six.
他做什么工作呢
？What did he do?
他每天早上啊，要背着很重的这个杂志啊，一家一家去。去卖杂志。
He went selling magazines from door to door, carrying a heavy pack on his back.
我们当中有没有六岁的小孩子啊？
Is there anyone here that is 6 years old?
但是他六岁开始打工。
When this man was six, he began to work.
生活非常的辛苦。
His life was very laborious and hard.
他每一天要送他的
卖他的杂志的时候有一条路线。
He had a route that he had to go and send all these magazines.
有三个人他印象非常深刻。
He had a very clear impression of three people.
有一个人呢，他每次把杂志送到他家里的时候，他
one man every time he delivered the magazine to his house.
他因为他开了一个很小的这个店铺啊，他就给他一杯的这个 Coca-Cola。
The man had a little store there, and he'd give this boy a glass of Coke.
虽然很重，但是他一直想着，我如果到那个老板的地方，他就给我一杯这个 Coca-Cola.
Though his pack was very heavy, he always thought, if I can just make it to that man's house, he'll give me a glass of Coke.
那第二个人呢，是一位老太太。
The second person was an old woman.
每次他敲门的时候，他拿着他的杂志，他就给他几块的这个 cookie。
Every time he knocked on her door to deliver the magazine, she'd give him several cookies.
当他拿到一杯这个 Coca-Cola 跟这个 cookie 的时候，这是他每天的中餐。
This was his lunch, that glass of Coke and these cookies.
因为他没有钱买中餐。
Because he had no money to buy his lunch.
到了下午呢，他第三个他印象非常深刻的就是有一个老板。
There was the owner of a company every afternoon that he would go to, and that was the third person he had a clear impression of.
这个老板看到他的时候就非常高兴。
And this boss, every time he saw him, was so happy.
他就向他的这个员工啊推销啊，代替这个小孩子推销，哎，你要买这本杂志，这本是多好啊。
He would try to sell this young boy's magazines to all the employees in his company. He said, "Oh, these magazines are good. Help him out a little bit."
那个时候只有六七岁的小孩子啊，看到一个大人在替他推销他的杂志，哇，他非常高兴。
This little boy, the 6 or 7 year old boy, was so happy. The boss of this factory was helping him to sell his magazines.
他记得有一年的圣诞节前几天。
He remembered clearly there was one Christmas, a few days before Christmas one year.
这位老板就说 Jimmy, 你今天到我的 office 好吗？
The boss of this company said, Jimmy, come to my office for a minute, please.
哇，他从来没有进到这个办公室里，这个里面哈。
He'd never been into the man's office before.
他说坐在那个老板的那个椅子上面。
He said,on the man's chair.
那个老板看他的衣服都是破破的，破破烂烂。
The boss saw he's wearing these terrible rags.
看他的脚啊，那个所穿的鞋子已经破掉了，那个指头都跑出来。
His shoes had holes and his toes are sticking out.
他说 Jimmy, 你把这些杂志放在这个地方，我现在用车子要载你到一个地方。
Jimmy, said the boss,put your magazines here for a while. He took him in his car to a certain place.
哇，他那天啊，第一次坐上车子，他非常的又高兴又很紧张啊。
That day, the first time he had a ride in the car, on the one hand he was so happy, but he was also kind of nervous about it.
那个老板呢，就带他到一个鞋店里面啊。
The boss brought him to a shoe store.
买一双新的鞋，还有新的袜子给他。
And bought a new pair of shoes and a new pair of socks for him.
他从来没有穿过新的，从前都是穿那个旧的。
He'd never worn a new pair. He'd always worn hand-me-downs.
哇，他非常高兴啊。
Oh, he was so happy.
当他一边读那张信的时候，他想到那个老人啊，当那一天啊，他要离开的时候，他写一张条子放在那个 envelope 的里面。
And that old man, as he read that old letter, he thought again of the days of his childhood, and there was a little slip of paper that had been put in that envelope.
那 envelope 里面呢，他就写一句圣经的话，他说 Do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
And in the envelope, a little slip of paper, it had a Bible verse on it. 你愿人怎么样待你，你要照样待他们。
然后他要离开的时候，因为这个 Jimmy 他非常非常小，他就 这个老板啊很糟啊，
他就跪下来，这个老板跪下来。
When Jimmy was about to leave this man's office, because Jimmy was so short, the boss was a tall man, the boss stooped down.
他就对这个 Jimmy 说啊，他说 ,Jimmy, I want you to know I love you.
And he said to Jimmy, Jimmy, 我要你知道我很爱你。
他从来因为